Zimbabweans reacted with considerable relief to the announcement that the Movement for Democratic Change of Morgan Tsvangirai would join in a unity government with President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party. Mr. Tsvangirai, who is to become prime minister in the new government, said that despite outstanding disputes, the MDC felt obligated to try to ease the suffering of the Zimbabwean people.
We hope that the MDC will be respected as an equal partner with ZANU-PF to resolve all these issues, and hope that the country can begin again to have hope for the future.
Nomalanga Dlamini is a 24-year-old teacher who fled the political and economic crisis in her country and now works as a domestic worker in Johannesburg.
I think it's a great moment for Zimbabwe because now we can go back to our home country and live happily because our schools, shops, hospitals will be in full operation and we'll be happy about that.
Another young Zimbabwean, Witness Dube, believes some of his countrymen will return because life as a refugee is hard. But he asks, how many?
Youth in South Africa and I think elsewhere in the diaspora, they've become very desperate. Their livelihood is not as they would want. So with the hope and the promise that is in Zimbabwe right now, some will begin to move. And it is a question of what structures are going to be put in place to make it more attractive even for their colleagues out in the diaspora.
The chairman of the Zimbabwe Diaspora Nurses Association, Butolezwe Nyati, is another Zimbabwean professional who fled because of hyperinflation, low wages and political violence.
This gives us a new start. We believe that if we are given incentives as nurses in exile, we will be able to go back and be able to contribute in the rebuilding process of the health delivery system in Zimbabwe.
Colin Shumba is a 42-year-old Zimbabwean who left his wife and four children back home in order to find work in South Africa. He says ZANU-PF did not abide by all the agreements it made, and he accuses it of unleashing a wave of terror against MDC supporters and human rights activists.
It's time for ZANU-PF to be genuine. I know MDC will follow the deal, but I don't trust ZANU-PF.
Noel Muguti was an MDC candidate for parliament in elections last March, but he fled the country in June after his wife was kidnapped and killed and he was tortured. He now lives along with hundreds of refugees at a church in Johannesburg.
It has been the change that other people have been waiting for, but we still have some benefits of doubt. If we can go back, can we be really free? Can we not be persecuted? We still fear to go back home because their deal was signed, but there wasn't any surety for refugees who fled from the state-sponsored terror.
The chairman of the MDC's Youth Assembly in South Africa, Rodwell Shambamuto, is also worried.
We are happy with the decision of the National Council, but we are fearing for our president because they may assassinate our president.
The MDC has demanded that several outstanding disputes be resolved by the time the new government is inaugurated in less than 2 weeks. These include new national security laws, the release of dozens of activists, which the MDC says are being held on trumped-up charges, and an equitable distribution of key ministries, governorships, and senior government posts. A monitoring committee made up of representatives from each party is to resolve these and any other disputes. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.